Blog Talk Radio.
It's Legacy Leader Worldwide Radio with Dr. Lysandra J. Hardy. Empowering radio like no other. Restore leaders, encourage, equip, and empower millions around the world right here on Legacy Leader Worldwide with Dr. Hardy.
Searching for someone who would respond. I'm right here. You sit high, still you're looking for somewhere you could abide. I'm right here. I'm the one. You don't have to search no more. Oh, I'm the one you're looking for. When you call me, I will respond. Yeah, when you call me, I will respond. When you pull me, I will come running to your arms. I will respond to you. You see
all, still you're searching for someone who will respond.
I'm right here.
I'm right here.
You sit high.
You sit high. Still you're looking.
I'm the one. Yeah.
You don't have to search no more. I'm the one you're looking for. I'm the one.
When you call me,
I will respond.
When you call me,
I will respond. When you pull me, I will come running to your arms. I will respond.
When you call me,
I will respond.
When you call me,
I will respond. When you pull me, I will come running to your arms.
Tell them
I'm the one.
call me,
I will respond. When you pull me, I will come running to your arms. I will respond.
All right, that was Respond by Mr. Travis, or actually Pastor Travis Green. All right, we're talking again about the subject, am I too old to start this now? You know, if we're talking about it from biblical perspective or biblical times, remember when God called Abraham, or at the time his name was Abram. And he told, what did he tell Abram to do? If we look in Genesis 12, 1 through 4, and I did pull from the New Living Translation, he told God, God told Abram to what? Leave his familiar surroundings, leave his country, leave his kinfolk, leave a place. Now, the thing about this place in Haran, it was a prosperous place for Abram. He prospered greatly in Haran. All right, he prospered greatly in Haran. He was what, 75 years old when God began to call him on this journey to what? Leave what he was familiar with, leave his culture, leave what he was used to doing, leave a place that was very profitable to him, for him, and for his family. And as we continue to read, we know that what? Abram obeyed. Abram obeyed God, and he left. He left with his wife, what? Sarai, and he left with Lot and his family. He took all his possessions, all his cattle, all his servants, and they left. They traveled to what? He told them, go to a land I'm going to what? Show you. In Canaan. Abram was 75 years old. I know if God said something to me at 75 talking about up and move, I'm going to look at God a little strange because I'm like, what? I'm settled in. I'm ready to, you know, if it's time for me to go, it's time for me to go. But, you know, to up and move, you're telling me to go to a whole new strange land? You're saying you're promising me this and promising me that. The Lord, why can't you just do it here? I'm comfortable. I'm good. Why are you telling me to leave a place now, a place that is really good for me? That might be happening for some of us. It might tell you, I'm about to take you on a journey. I'm about to take you to a place you're not familiar with, but I'm going to promise it not only to you, but to what? Your seed, or to your family, to those who are connected to you. It's amazing when God tells us to do something, no matter what age it is, he's always looking three and four generations down the road. Abram, again, we read about Abram traveling at 75 years old. Now, remember, 75. He was 75, and I believe Sarai was 10 years younger, so she was, what, 65. 65 and 75, and here comes God telling them, hey, I want you to leave from here. I know you're doing good, you're doing well, you're living large, you're living good, but I'm going to take you to a land I'm going to show you. I'm going to take you to the land of Canaan. Now, when he took Abram to the land of Canaan and he showed him stuff, do you know there were giants? Do you know that there were giants still living in the land? So he had enemies in the place that God promised. Now, he came from a place of pretty much peace, where he was well-known, where he was doing well, to a place that was occupied, what, by his enemies, by giants. Everything was good and prosperous in the land of Canaan, but it had a problem. It was already occupied by someone else. It's amazing when God shows us a blueprint of something that it might belong to somebody else, but if he says it belongs to you, it belongs to you. So here we have it again. Abram, 75. Sarah, 65. Get all your stuff, Abram. You're getting ready to go. I need you to leave Haran, and I need you to go. I'm going to show you where I'm taking you. I'm taking you to the land of Canaan. I'm going to show you. I'm going to make your name great. I'm going to expand your name. I'm going to bless your descendants through you. I'm going to bless the land. I'm going to give you things that's going to cause you to prosper and cause the generations after you to prosper. I'm going to give you so much inheritance. You won't be able to even count. It's going to be so many that will be born in faith through your name. Now, that's a great thing, but the journey that Abram had to take, what? Came with some stuff in it. So he's 75. He leaves the land that he was prospering in to go on a journey because God said so. Now, he was prospering. He was 75, but he had no children. Sarah was unable to bear him children. So Abram was what? 86, because God said, no, I'm not going to bless your servant. I'm not going to bless your servant. I'm going to give you an heir. I'm going to give you a seed. Now, again, Abram is in his what? He's in his 70s. God is speaking to him about having his own seed in his 70s and 80s. It says Abram was 86. Now, when Ishmael was born to Hagar, so we know in that story where Sarai was becoming impatient of the promise, and so in the midst of that, she tells her husband to go sleep with her maidservant Hagar, and so her husband agrees that maybe I can have an heir, I can have a seed, I can have a son through my maidservant since I'm old. I can't bear any children. I do want a child. I want to be able to leave something to my child. So Abram began to be obedient to what his wife wanted, regardless of what God already said, that I'm going to give you your own seed. It's amazing when we become impatient, the decisions that we try to make. Am I too old to start this now? So Sarah was like, I'm too old to get pregnant. Abram is beyond his years of actually producing. So you know what? Let's just go ahead. Hey, God, go ahead. I give you permission to sleep my husband to become impregnated. And then what happened at age 86? Abram, what? Hagar gave birth to what? Ishmael. He was 86 years old, gave birth to Ishmael. Now, Sarah was long past the age of what? Having children. So here's Hagar with Ishmael, but the plan didn't turn out the way she wanted to. You know what happened. Some of you know what happened. She ended up becoming jealous, envious. She saw that her husband was spending more time with Hagar, and because Hagar produced the son or the seed, so they thought that would be the heir to the promise. But guess what? God said, no. I've chosen Sarah to bring forth the promise. And I've chosen what? Abram to be the one that permeates that seed. So my word hasn't changed. And so we know as we continue to read the story that Abraham, and because now his name is changed to Abraham, Abraham was what, 100 years old? Wow. And when Isaac was born. So you have Ishmael, but Ishmael wasn't the promise. So he said, my word hasn't changed. So as we went on, Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was what? Born. And Sarah was what? 90. Man, that's some wrinkled stuff. I'm talking about, you know, it's 190. A lot of wrinkles might be going on. Age spots, things, you know, not working properly like they used to when you were in your youth. And now here God's saying, no, you're going to birth forth a son, Sarah. And you're going to what? Name him what? Isaac or Esau. So, we see here in these stories concerning Abraham, concerning Sarah, that they were not too old to do what God had called them to do. They were not too old to what? To bear forth fruit. Now, you're saying, you know what, Dr. Hardy, come on now. That was back in the biblical days. That was back in Genesis. That was a long time ago, and it's not like it is now. And, you know, I hear God telling me to start this or do this business or to start this ministry or to go to this place. But you know what? I might be too old to be trying to do all that right now. Are you? That's the question I ask you. Are you? Or do you think you're too old? So let's take a moment. Let's pause right here just for a moment. And let's go to a little bit of your great name. I'll be back in just a moment where we continue our talk. Am I too old to start this now? All right, welcome back to Legacy Libra Worldwide Radio. We're doing a special segment today, Perspective Insight. I am your host for the next 30 minutes. They call me Dr. Hardy. I'm Lasandra J. Hardy, and welcome back. We're talking about the topic today, am I too old to start this right now? Like, Lord, you know, I'm beyond my years, so I think, so how I feel, or this is going to take too much work, this is going to take too long, I don't have that kind of time. And so we continue to make, sometimes we make excuses for why we're not doing what we need to do. So I before we went to a little break, and we played Your Great Name by Todd Lunny. You know, hey, we talked about the story of Abram and Sarah and how God called Abram on a journey at 75 years old. He had a baby, his first son. He was 86 years old, Ishmael. But God said, no, that's still not the promise, child. There will be another seed. You will have an heir to leave all of your inheritance to. And so here Sarah gives birth to Isaac or Esau at, what, 90 years old. And guess who was 100 years old? Abraham was, what, 100 years old. 100 years old. Sarah was 90. So we say, some of you might be saying, well, you know, Ms. Lasandra, that was thousands of years ago. That, how is that related to this time now? How is that? Because we're talking about faith. We're talking about stepping out and taking a faith leap. Look here, I remember, was it last year or 2 years ago when Will Smith turned 50 years old. He always wants to go bungee jumping. Well, some of you might say, hey, that's just too extreme. I'm not for this, you know, jump off no bridge or jump out of a plane just to prove that I could get, you know, I could bungee jump. Some of you saying that might be a little bit too extreme for me. But let me just share just a little bit. And he had it, you know, recorded. His family was there to see him jump out and do a bungee jump at the age of 50. And guess what? He did it. He made it. And he said, you know, he was so glad he took that risk, because a lot of us at the age of 50, I'll be 50 in September, ready to shut down, saying, no, that's too dangerous. I'm not going to put my life on the line like that. But he took a risk. And it seemed like it did something to Will Smith, him up again. It was almost like he is reliving his life all over again. As you can see, Will Smith has started a YouTube page. He just started on talking with people online. He put out Bad Boys for Life. He's still doing movies. He's still traveling the world. And he's doing this, what, after the age of 50. Well, maybe you're saying bungee jumping is just too extreme. That's not me. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not about to bungee jump out no plane. I'm not about to bungee jump off no bridge to prove that I could do this thing after 50. Well, okay, let's go to May Musk. May Musk. You saying, well, some of you say, well, who is May Musk? May Musk is one of the most influential top models right now on the face of CoverGirl makeup and design. Mae Musk started her modeling career at the age of 69 back in 2017. 69. Now, you know, some of the modeling industry tell people that it's over for them at 35. You know, you got a lot of people at 35 becoming depressed because the modeling industry, some of them don't want to use them anymore because they feel they're too old. But here's a woman at the age of 69. In 2017, she's now 72. What model? She was chosen to be a cover girl model. Now, before she did all that, before she became a what, cover girl model, she did what? She was a dietitian, nutritionist. She had 2 master degrees. And now, at the age where she started at 69, as a very influential ambassador for Cover Girl. Are you too old to start this now? Some of you have beautiful faces. Some of you still have a nice physique. Remember, maybe they're not looking for all that. Maybe they're looking for someone who can reach ordinary people, can reach, you know, the everyday person. Could he be calling your name to do some modeling even after a ripe older age, where the industry might say, or people in the industry might say, it's too late. But you have a call on your life to say, hey, step into it, take a risk. See, the thing about these stories here, it's going to require faith, but it's going to require you to what? Take a risk. Step out there. Verna J. Willis. Who is Verna J. Willis? At the age of what, 62, became hired at Georgia State, University to create a degree program in human resources and new development. At 62, she went back to work in a college. She was chosen by Georgia State University to create a degree program in human resources and development. My goodness. Vera Wang. Some of you know who Vera Wang is. She's a top designer, fashion designer in the world. Her name is known in the world. She didn't start creating and doing actually the fashion industry until after she was, 40, or at the age of 40. Now, years later, at 50 and 60 years old, she's still in the top name fashion design. Vera Wang. Samuel L. Jackson. He didn't land any of his big roles in the film industry until 43 years old. So we know when Samuel Jackson started out, we already know. We saw him and Coming to America. He did little parts here and there, but he never really had a real major role until 43 years old. And guess what? Samuel L. Jackson is still acting. Still acting. We know he's in his 50s or 60s, and he's still acting, still doing commercials, still doing shows, being called to be the MC. Why don't we tap into what we think might be too scary for us, but we need to take that risk and not worry about if we're too old to start this now, but looking at the fact now is the perfect time. Now I'm mature enough to handle it. Now I know what I need to, and if I don't understand it all, I know who to call because I've lived a life that maybe built some great connections, maybe built or strengthened your wisdom in a thing than if you were to have it when you were at age 20 in your 20s or in your 30s. Let's keep going. Betty White. Y'all know who Betty White is. If you know about the Golden Girls, you know about Betty White. Her name was Rose. She also was on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. But she didn't become an icon in the film and TV industry until age 51. So she was 51 in 1973. She was already 51 years old. We know Betty White is still doing film. She's still appearing on shows. She's still doing commercials. And we know she is in her 90s and still living her best life. Still going. Am I too old to start this now? You're never too old to pursue a passion. You're never too old to do when God tells you a thing, when he tells you and gives you the motivation to be able to do it. When he speaks to you in that still small voice, don't hand him back an excuse, but step out of faith and risk. Viola Davis, Michelle Obama, Angela Bassett, Cicely Tyson, Felicia Rashad, and Loretta Devine. Why did I mention those women's names? Why? Because they're all over 50, many over 60, in their 70s, in their 80s, and even 90s, still pursuing life, still doing what they love to do, starting things after the age of 50 and continuing to grow and prosper and pursuing those things. Elijah Washington. Okay, let's come down a more familiar area, because this is an inspirational show. Pastors. There are pastors that were called to ministry after 50. There were pastors that were called ministry, full-time job. You mean to tell me that God is still calling people to be pastors well in advance in their years, to actually shepherd a flock, to actually shepherd and lead people? Yes, God is. Those who have an ear will hear him and move in obedience. So here we go. Elijah Washington. Who was Elijah Washington? Elijah Washington was called to pastor after 50. So he was well in his 50s when God called him to what? Be a pastor of the first African Baptist church in St. Helena Island. Guess what he used to do before he retired or before he went into being a pastor? He was a retired OBGYN doctor and delivered over 10,000 babies. So you know, if you done delivered over 10,000 babies, you ready to retire, you ready to go live your life on an island somewhere or take many trips to make up all the time that you couldn't take off, you couldn't be with your family. Now is the time to just, like, you know, go just, if I want to sit at the beach all day, just sit there. He was a retired OBGYN doctor, delivered over 1,000 babies, and here comes the Lord saying, but I want you to be a pastor. I want you to lead a people. I'm going to show you where to go, where you should apply for to be a leader. Wow. So I've given you all these different examples of it's not too late for you to start what God is calling you to do. It's not too late to stretch your faith. It's not too late to take a risk. What is it that you love to do? What is it that inspires you? What is it that you always want to do? I know I always wanted to play the piano. Guess what? It's not too late for me to learn. All I have to do is just prepare myself to learn and stick with it. And that's the thing. We got to make sure we stick with what, you know, God is telling us to do. And even if, you know, maybe the Lord didn't even tell us to do, but it's something that we always desired to do. Maybe you always desired to do comedy. Maybe you always desire to be an artist, a painter. Maybe you always desire to make a, create a song, or write a song that someone big can pick it up. But you never took that risk. How many of us took a comfortable position because it added security? It added benefits. It added a place where we know we can calculate what the outcome is going to be. Steve Harvey, as we know, he started in the what? The automobile industry. And he could have stayed there, but he felt a call to step out on faith and do what? And do comedy. He started doing the comedy business, and it grew from comedy to hosting shows to having his own show at one point. And now he's continuing to be a motivational speaker. He has his own leadership development program for men. Those who want to lead more effectively in leadership. So, you know, I truly believe when we take this risk, when we step out into what we may feel is very unfamiliar to us, I believe we're operating our faith, because it says faith without works is dead. So I believe when we move and we operate our faith and we put it to work, I truly believe that it causes us to stretch and reveal in other areas the things that have been dormant in us so long. I've taken the safe road many a time. I've taken the safe road just because I knew or could predict what the outcome would be. I was looking for security. I'm looking for safety. I'm looking for something that I could calculate. Didn't lose that desire or that passion for the things that I love to do. So I'm back here doing online radio. I love doing online radio, but because of life and things getting in the way, so I thought I had to pull back and stop doing online radio. But I always loved it. And the thing about it is whatever God has called you to do, even if you pull away from it, if it's still in you to do it, you're going to come back and do it. I am back here doing online radio once again. Am I too old to start? Am I too old to get back in the game? Now, we know there are some things that maybe because of our physical physique and our age, we might not be able to do. But I do know there is a woman who started weightlifting in her late 50s. She is now in her 80s. She has a physically fit body, better than some of us who are, what, in our 30s, 40s, and 50s. She didn't start weightlifting until she was older. She said, I want to live a long life, and I want to get my body toned. She began to do weight. She began to lift weight. She changed how she ate. She changed her thinking. And now she's known around the world as what, the one, some titles give her the most fittest grandma. And she looks amazing. There's a woman I know that showed a special where she was always a gymnast. And so she never stopped stretching. She's never stopped doing her flips. She was 19 with her 90s, and she's doing flips, and she's doing cartwheels, and she's moving around. All because she didn't allow the number, her age, to limit her thinking. Sometimes we allow the age or the number to limit our thinking and what we can do. I'm giving you great examples of things that are true. You can go back and check. You can see, hear for your, and read for yourself what people are doing even after a right age. So in God's mind, he's not looking at what you can't do. He's looking at the fact he's called you. He's equipping you, and he's grooming you to go forward and taking a risk. Remember, these things took a risk. Abram, set in his way, living large, living well in Haran. God wanted to bless Abram. That's not the place where he wanted to have Abram and Sarai produce the seed. He wanted him to go on this journey of faith with him. He wanted Abram to become a friend of his. And it took a risk. It took taking everything and leaving and moving and relocating to a place he didn't know much about. That could be a scary thing when you're in your 60s and 70s. He was 75 years old. Can you imagine some of you now that I tell you, okay, you're done here. I need you to move to this state. I need you to go to this place. I need you to pack up your things, get your passport, so that I'm going to send you overseas for like 2 years to do missions work. Some of you are excited, and some of you are like, I'm not going to do that. I'm too old for that. Really? Because I've just read a lot of examples where there was no age limit on what they were called to do. So as I bring this segment of perspective insight to a close, are you too old to start this now? I think you're not. Maybe you need to ponder on that today. Maybe take some notes. Maybe write and jot down some things that you always wanted to do. Maybe it was as simple as writing a book. Some of you might be in your 70s and 80s, and God is saying, hey, I want you to write that book. And you're like, oh, Lord, you know, I don't have that type of concentration. I don't have that type of patience anymore. And maybe God is telling you, for some of you that are in your late 40s, 50s, to adopt a child. And you're like, oh, man, my kids are grown. I was glad when they left up out of the house. I'm glad I could visit with them, but I don't have to worry about trying to raise them no more. I like my peace. But what if God is telling you to foster or adopt a child? What is it that God is seeing that you don't see? Maybe some of you guys calling you to model your thing. Maybe you got a nice looking face. Maybe you have nice looking hands. Maybe you're looking for the type of physique that you have. But you're allowing your age, your limitations, to stop you from what you are called to do. Maybe part of being an encourager or an empowerment speaker is taking a risk in some things that you may not fulfill or feel that are, you know, worthy for you to walk in. But God is saying you're not too old. He's giving you examples in his word. I've given you examples of some ordinary people that took a risk. Maybe God has called you to be an investor. Maybe God has called you to start an investment group or start a support group that helps many women or helps men go through some things. Get on up. But unless you try, unless you take that risk, unless you step out there on faith, you're going to always wish and wonder what could have happened. And we don't want to live our life in a put-up, a should-up, or would-up. So I'm going to be back in just a few moments. Let's rock with a little bit of Jill Scott. Don't go anywhere. Stay with me. We're almost through. Till then, I want you to just sit there and think about some things that you were called to do that you feel you're too old. Now, I know, like I said, some things like sports, certain sports, you won't be able to do. But wait a minute. If Mike Tyson might come back and fight again. We already know he's beyond his years of boxing. But did you see the video? Did you see the video of Mike Tyson? If anybody has been called to box, that man has been called to box. He was punching and practicing. I thought he was going to knock the person out. That person was like, okay, that's enough of that. Because his punches were so direct and came with so much force. It's almost like he was fighting like he was back in his 20s and early 30s. And here he is over 50 and still loving to fight, still loving to box. Could he make a comeback and win? Guess what? He's preparing himself to take the risk. What are you preparing to take the risk in? Let's rock out a little bit with Golden by Jill Scott.
In
All right, welcome back to Legacy Libra Worldwide Radio, Empire Radio, like none other. This is a special segment, Perspective Insight. And so we've been talking about the last hour, am I too old to start this now? And so I found this poem online that I'm going to read to you. It's called Risk, because remember what I said, in order to do some things that we've never done because we tried to play it safe or we played it safe and we think, you know, now's the time to sit back and kick up our legs, and we hear God saying, no, I'm not done with you yet. I've got some more things for you to do, and you're wrestling with it, you're fighting with it because you're like, Lord, I'm too old to start this right now. But it takes having to take a risk. And so I found this poem here, Risk by Michelle McKee, online. There are no guarantees. Life throws things at you. You can catch or miss them, but they will come, ready or not. I always look for the real thing, never trusting in the possibility, risk-taking not my forte, staying safe at all costs. Even playing it safe is not certain. Safe has hurt me. Zero risk gets zero gain. Sometimes playing it safe costs you more. It has me. I'm in not fighting the battle. You may lose the war and not believing in a dream. You may never sleep peacefully again. So let go of the fear. Reach out for the flame. So what if you get burned? Better that than numb for life. Better to remember passion and joy along with the pain and tears than to have no memories worth remembering. So to the heck with faith, I'm going to gamble and bet until I win back everything I lost. And my life is what it was meant to be. In other words, she's saying there's so much more to you than what you have settled to be safe. Many of us have made a lot of safe choices, and guess what? The passion in us became dormant. The passion in us, and God may be coming to tug you and wake you and shake you up and say you have so much more inside of you. Some of you already know. Some of you got laid off from your job, your regular safe job, your 8-hour, 9-hour job, only to end up walking into something that you always love to do. It could be what? It could be cooking. It could be sewing. It could be drawing. It could be painting. It could be working for cars. It could be running your business. But it wouldn't have happened unless that safe door might have closed so that this risk-taking door could open up to you. God doesn't see an age. He's not looking at the limitations of our age, but he's looking at the fact there's still some things in you he desires to get out of you, and it's going to take what? A risk. So I want to thank you for joining me on this hour of Perspective Insight. I want you to sit and reflect sometime today about what we talked about. Hit me up on my Facebook page at Lasandra J. Hardy. You can follow me on Instagram at I Am Lasandra J. Hardy. You can check out my website at IamLasandraJHardy.com. Again, you can follow my show right here on blogtalkradio.com/legacy-Libra. It's been a joy being with you. And until we talk again, let us go in peace, love, and unity.
It's Legacy Libra Worldwide Radio with Dr. Lasandra J. Hardy. Empowering radio like no other. Restore leaders, encourage, equip, and empower millions around the world right here on Legacy Libra Worldwide with Dr. Hardy.